Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. One of my favorite quotations from Buddhist scriptures is from a text that was written anonymously some centuries ago, and there's a verse that I particularly like that goes, "The eternal is as rivers and streams, flowing on and never being used up." If we were to do a little substitution, a little word substitution here, I think we could clarify what this means. Suppose we were to replace the word "the eternal" with the phrase "cosmic compassion" or "cosmic love" or "cosmic wisdom." If we plug in "cosmic compassion," say, you get, "cosmic compassion is as rivers and streams flowing on and never being used up." Then you could plug in love or wisdom also. But suppose you want to be a little, express it a little more fully, you could say, "the love and wisdom of the eternal are as rivers and streams flowing on and never being used up." Well, any of these expressions will work. They're all saying the same thing. There's more to this transitory life of ours. There's more to existence, which is characterized by impermanence and by the presence of pain and suffering. There's more to it than impermanence and pain and suffering. The love, the compassion, the wisdom of the eternal are as rivers and streams flowing on forever and never being used up, never being exhausted. Always present, always available if we turn towards them. Always helping without requiring our recognition or our understanding that the help is being offered and being given. Flowing on, never being used up. Well, today we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of the death of our great teacher, our master, and spiritual guide and friend, Rev. Master G.U. Kennett. And for me, and I think for many, I hope for all of her disciples, but certainly for myself as one of her disciples, if you could put a human face on that cosmic love and compassion and wisdom that flow on and are never exhausted, that human face that you put on it would be that of Reverend Master G.U. For as her disciple, in her life and in death, and beyond both life and death, she has always represented for me that inexhaustible, unending, beginningless flow of the love and compassion of the eternal and wisdom. River Master was, of course, an ordinary human being and never claimed to be anything other than that. And yet as a master in relationship to disciple, she could not help being used by the eternal to represent itself. And certainly, in a wonderful way, she was and is a vessel for that compassion and wisdom of which this verse speaks. A few months before Rim Master died, I visited her and stayed with her for a week. And during that week, several times when we were alone, she looked over at me and said, "Koshin, all I know is that I know nothing." River Master was living at that time and had been for several years, in very difficult circumstances, being really paralyzed from the waist down and having no feeling in her lower body or no control of her lower body at all. And becoming weaker and weaker, having more and more difficulty with her breathing as she approached her death. So one way one could interpret that expression, "all I know is that I know nothing at all," might be, I say might be, that as she approached her death, she was doubting herself, her vocation as a monk, in the midst of the very great hardship that she was experiencing. Well, I have to say that at the time I did not interpret these words of hers in this way, and I have never interpreted it in this way. I know that that is not a correct interpretation. I want to say something about what I think a correct interpretation might be of these words, "All I know is that I know nothing at all." First, I'd like to say that what I experienced when I was with her master during her last years was of a human being who was fully accepting of her situation and not demanding in any way that it be other than it was. Making the best she could of it and doing what she had always done as a monk, and that is to do her very best to sit still within the the difficulties of the situation. And in that sitting still, in that meditation, to look up rather than down. Ramaswara was not miserable. In fact, as she approached her death, she was noticeably, quietly brighter and brighter spiritually. And it was always a great comfort just to be in the room with her. So profound was her meditation. So here's someone who's utterly accepting. And she's not holding on to anything whatsoever. So she's not holding on to any past experience or understanding. She's not holding on to opinions, to any particular point of view. And she's experiencing what any living being experiences under such circumstances. Really everything falling away. All external things falling away. Now, if we remember that we can plug the phrase cosmic wisdom or the wisdom of the eternal into that verse that I've been quoting, so that it says cosmic wisdom, or better yet, from my point of view, the wisdom of the eternal is as rivers and streams flowing on and on, never being used up. And we think of her master sitting there in utter acceptance of her humanity, her human limits, of the situation. As she approaches her death, what is it that she needs at that point? She doesn't need past experience, a past understanding, a past insight. What she needs is what we all need at that point in our life, really throughout our life if we but know it, just to rely completely on that great compassion and great wisdom that flow on and are never used up. So this saying, all I know is that I know nothing at all, is really the same as an expression from earlier in her training, in her teaching, is enough for me to know the Lord of the house. In this case, I think it's all I know is that I know nothing at all, is the same really as is enough to rely fully on the wisdom of the eternal. In the world of modern technology, in the last few years, there's developed what's talked about as the cloud, where you can store information that you perhaps choose not to store on your computer or your laptop or your phone, whatever. And you can access this cloud and the information that you've stored in the cloud anytime you have an internet connection. This makes a rather good metaphor for our ability to access cosmic wisdom without ourselves having to store anything whatsoever in our own poor little heads and our own poor little bodies. But just open our hearts to the eternal, and wherever we are, in whatever circumstances, we can rely on the eternal through pure meditation, through looking up with our mind and heart, and in that reliance, we have access to whatever we need, whatever help we need, from the reservoir of the eternal's wisdom and compassion. In this way, we can have nothing. We can cling to nothing, demand nothing. We can want nothing. We can know nothing. And yet, we are accessing the compassion, the love, and the wisdom that fills the universe. On this day in which we remember our great teacher, we can be reminded once again of the way in which she taught us and showed us through her example, above all through her example, that an ordinary human being can rely on something infinitely greater than himself or herself. And that in that reliance, although we are frail and mortal and human, we can know that there is that within us, that which embraces us, within which we exist, that is as rivers and streams flowing on and on and never being used up. In Soto Zen, we say that when someone has died, they have entered eternal meditation. When I think of River Master, I don't think of someone who's was alive and is now dead. I think of that eternal meditation and of her oneness with it. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.